I got the demon seed in me right now. Yeah, I got a screamer in me. I was away all weekend in Chicago.
Oh, how was that?
It was cool. It was nice. We stayed
chill.
Yeah, we kind of chilled. I mean, when you have, you know, I was like fucking chasing kids around, but it was like we were in like a high rise. It was nice in downtown Chicago, like on like the 37th floor. It was so nice. I've never understood like wanting to live downtown.
Yeah.
Because at nighttime, the lights go out and like everyone puts different colors, like lights in their windows. So it looks cool. You look out the windows, like,
yeah,
it's pretty tight. Thought for sure I'd get some ass in the fucking high rise. Not a crumb, dude.
Really?
Not a crumb.
Not a crumb of sniz.
Not a
found?
Crumb in there, dude. I wanted to boss up, dude. Not a crumb in the high rise.
Yeah, fuck in the window of the high rise, dude.
That's, damn. Yeah, man.
That's a waste of like a good.
I know.
Yeah.
You should have taken the pussy at that point.
That was
the plan. You should have. My rules, my attitude. You should have chased her around the high rise.
I should have. No, we were both very tired after the end of every single day, and stuff too, dude. I ate so much pizza. I ate so much yummy pizza too, so I was pretty full.
Yeah,
but
that just happened to me.
What?
Like I planned on getting some. Yeah. But I had a bunch of pizza and wine, and like the wine just put me to bed.
You went right to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost nothing worse.
Well, they're getting too full.
Yeah, getting too full. Just being like, damn, I have no desire to have sex.
Yeah, but you're like tomorrow though.
Tomorrow I'm gonna get you.
Tomorrow is fucking
and you wake up, you're still like, ugh.
Yeah, dude, I was bucked.
Pizza. I can't have any pussy pie. Too many pizza pies.
Yeah, so I got a screamer in me. I got like a...
You got a bunch of jizz in you?
Bunch of jizz in me.
What'd those guys' butts just do for you?
Reminded me of all the jizz I had in me, dude.
It reminded you.
It's like, God damn, dude. Why are those butts on glazed?
They were glazed.
Some of them were waxed up.
They were glazed guys' butts.
Have you guys covered glazing guys' butts on your podcast yet?
Yeah, no. What do you guys talk about on the pod?
No, we have talked about getting your ass ate.
Nice.
Yeah. Dude, Anthony.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
What's the verdict? Is it like a consensus on it?
He's against it, but I told him because he's 25.
Who's he?
Asante Morris. No, he's from young kid from Philly. So yeah.
He's against having his ass.
Yeah. But I'm 30.
And you've seen the parade.
Yeah.
You've seen the parade.
Yeah.
You've got your legs behind your head.
Dressed like Riri, dude, on that one album.
But I'm more pro getting your ass ate now at this age than was. I've become a lot more progressive.
I'm staunch.
Yeah.
Staunchly against it.
Stay out. It's Area 51.
That's Area 51, dude. That's no trespassing, dude.
Yeah, I would to be polite, I'd be like, yeah, sure. You know.
Really? You would allow it?
Yeah, for sure. Well, it depends. I'd have to like really, you know, clean the grounds.
Yeah.
No, I need little dudes in astronaut suits down there fucking.
Because the times it happened, I wasn't expecting it. So
you got caught off guard.
Yeah.
Oh, so your ass was not prepared. You probably had a. Oh, yeah. My God, dude.
What season was it?
When was it? Summer? It was Pride. It was June. It was last June.
No, it was year round.
Year round.
Yeah,
year round. So round the clock?
Yeah. So I've been.
You get attacked.
Yeah. The few times it has happened, it's just like.
Someone's about to get the fucking ring, dude.
Yeah, just kept going, and me not knowing, or matter of fact, me just wanted to see.
Yeah. Like, what?
You gotta look like Jordan, dude. The ring on each finger.
Yeah. So you just keep getting your ass eaten? You're still doing it?
No. I'm not still doing it.
Ah.
You are like right, a I'm wrong, trying to convince dude. Myself. Ew. Getting eaten out? You're probably.
You can't grunt. You have to make a delicate noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best case scenario is. And you grab their.
It's got to just tickle.
You grab their little.
It's got to just tickle. I would like if a lady scratched my asshole.
That'd be nice.
That's like one of the best feelings in the world. When you have an itchy ass.
With the back scratch.
And you just dig into it. I'd say go from outside of the underwear. I like a little underwear on there.
Yeah. Get some like coarse boxer briefs to fucking.
Dig in there.
Yeah.
That I could see, but a tongue is. That's horrific, dude.
Cat tongue.
I'd just be like, hey, can you scratch my ass for me? And I'd lay down on my stomach. I'd say, get in.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
It is something about like underwear touching the ass when you getting that good scratching.
Oh, yeah, but it's tough when
never
you
wash
do that.
My hands. I'll do it walking down the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, oh shit, turn around and see a family.
Yeah.
2 feet behind me.
I get greedy with like dick adjustments where I'm like I get a little micro adjustment, then you go, that didn't quite do it, and you're like, you grab your dick and you're like, I did that at a party recently. It was just like, God, I think someone saw that. So I gave myself a little pants tug, like, not there, and I was fully like,
yeah.
Fuck.
You ripped at your dick and nuts. I felt good.
I grabbed my penis. It was perfect. My penis was in a very uncomfortable position.
We're talking about it. I'd like to get one of these goddamn short shorts accidentally.
What the hell?
So wait. Hey. You're getting your ass eaten.
I have.
How many times?
I say
dozens.
No. I say about 3 or 4.
Ew, Anthony.
But the first time it ever happened, it was about to be a fight. Like between me and the girl, because it was just like, why are you doing this?
Damn, she wiped your memory.
Yeah.
Wait, the fight was after the ass eating?
No, the fight was like while her trying to do it.
And you were saying, do not.
Yeah.
And she was like, come on.
Yeah. And it was just...
That's actually kind of hot.
Yeah, I was just about to, like, God damn.
Fuck, I'll give you that.
What was your argument? What was her argument?
Like, I was like 20 at the time. I was like 20 at the time. So I was just like completely gross. And I was just like, yo, you too young to be doing this.
How old was she?
Like, she was like, I mean, we were the same age, but I feel like, but eating ass, it comes with experience. I feel like when you eat ass at 20,
you gotta start.
Like, that, so you're saying trauma. Starter young. You're saying you gotta like work your way up. That's grown and sexy only.
Yeah,
and like because if you, gotta be a grown ass woman. I'm gonna eat fucking.
So
asshole.
She was like, "Come on, let me do it." Yeah. Did you have any other like follow up questions to that? Like, is this standard protocol for you, or like, what's?
No, I was just immediately like just ready to fight.
Damn. So you were like just throwing punches to her chest. Yeah. Like, stop.
Okay. And she just coming at me with tongue.
Yeah. Well, to elaborate.
Yeah. So how did the fight?
How did it feel?
How did the tension finally break?
I think we just had regular old fashioned sex.
Nice.
Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah,
the best. And did you? You've been fingered, obviously. If you've had your ass eaten, you've been fingered.
That is, women are dying. Women are dying to breach the egg. They're dying to breach the egg.
I gotta be honest. This first appearance on the pod is it's wild.
It's a fair question. Why can't we have fun, dude?
Why can't we get fingered?
Why can't we have fun with our butts, dude?
So, yes, you've been fingered. How many times did you say?
No, I haven't.
they definitely do it while they're eating your butt. Just
true, yeah.
You can use two.
But we should be able to, though. We should be allowed to. We should have freedom.
I know your freak ass has done it.
No, it definitely did.
No. Done to me, no.
He talks about it the whole time when we drove up. He's like, God. My ass is thirsting to be fucking my pussies.
Lemaire, you're awfully quiet.
No, I'm good. I'm not an ass gay.
Nice.
Same.
Damn, dude. You're the only one.
Yeah.
I would never let her go down there.
And I we also her. Need, like...
I've done we, it. We I'm not going to lie.
You've had your asshole licked? You've had your asshole licked?
Yeah.
Awesome. How'd it feel? Elaborate. Awesome. Would somebody elaborate?
It's like, you know your balls getting licked?
Yeah.
It's 10 times better.
Thank you.
It's 10 Thank times you. Better than balls.
I'm not saying it doesn't feel good.
It just
good.
Gets better and better until you go down to your feet and you go, oh.
Look, there's a lot of stuff that feels great that I don't participate in.
True.
Probably getting butt fucked.
True. No, you know what? There's got to be something to it. If all those guys.
Obviously,
that,
there's something to it.
Fucking
floating around on balloons. Obviously, there's a lot to it.
Dude, they like, seriously, have guys with like their feet on your neck, like, stop. Butt fucking, you're like, I can't.
I wish I could. You don't think I wish I could stop getting butt fucked?
It's too damn
it's
good.
It's ruining my entire life.
I could have had children, but instead I chose to get butt fucked.
Instead of get butt fucked. Yeah, now fucking, everybody likes it, so it's hard, fine.
Yeah, true. That really must have stunk.
It's got to be tough for the fucking geezers, the gay geezers.
Yeah.
Be like, damn, look at you motherfuckers. Parades. We were fighting cops.
Yeah, dude.
Getting
and
hit.
Sucking them.
Sucking the cops quietly. And then they'd hit us after we sucked them. So they were embarrassed.
That is crazy that, I mean, when we were younger, there was that Matthew Shepard kid.
Yeah.
Like, dudes would, like, hear about gay stuff and just go ballistic.
They'd be furious.
And be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck this guy up. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Now it's just kind of like,
Right. Yeah.
Do you? Yeah, if you, that's a good point, though. If you do follow them, you're saying you're like, just don't even open the door. Just draw the fucking drawbridge. Yeah,
I'm pretty self-conscious about things. And
keep the A.
My just... butthole is definitely one. I'm like, I can't. The world's not ready for this.
Yeah.
I can't share this with one person. And also, I have a covenant with God.
About your butthole.
Well, that's something he would be against.
Probably. What about a little like perimeter play, though? Non-penetrative perimeter play.
I'm not saying people haven't tried to go down. I'm not saying a couple of ladies have danced around. I said, what the fuck are you thinking? No.
Ew, no.
You go full seventh grade girl mode? Like, absolutely not.
I squeeze their hand as hard as I can. Yeah, they try to reach down. I go, put it on my tip. I go, you can go up on me, and that's it. No one's allowed to finger me yet. So you guys have been fingered.
It's not a big deal. It's
not a big deal. You guys can admit it. You're not a slut if you've been fingered. You guys are old.
I'm afraid of my dirty ass.
Yeah, I'm. Yeah,
I've got. I don't want to. Do you want your lady to poop on?
That's
on
nothing.
Her
a dirty ass is nothing to a woman, dude.
Do you want her to pull a finger out and you had poop on?
Yeah,
it?
But dude, they
that's
deal
with.
They deal
and
with
then
ten
she's
times
touching
worse.
Her face
dude.
With it with
they
your own
deal
poop.
With 10 times worse. Well, not, why would they touch your?
By the
face
way, I touch my own face with my own poop.
Well, that's gross.
Every single day, dude.
That's so dirty. That's yucky.
It's not that yucky. You do poop? It too, dude. Before you go to bed, do you ever start scratching your ass?
I would wash my hands.
You would get out of bed and wash your hands.
I'm just kidding. That was a lie.
Yeah. Right. You scratch your ass and then you go.
But I'm not going like so far in.
Well, you don't got to be an animal about it. You're a little more gingerly.
You just rimmed it. Just
like bed at night. Just like, damn, my ass itches. Good pod. Hot pod.
This
butt
is a hot
pod.
This is a big butt pod.
You bring
pod.
In more on your podcast. You're talking butt stuff.
Yeah, it's the age old. Yeah. It's the age old debate. Of like
men's butts,
hetero dudes, yeah. Is butt play acceptable or not? Yeah,
everybody I've talked to that's done it's been like, it rules.
It's decent, yeah.
Yeah,
but again, you don't want to become a butt slut,
and you don't want to be the first one in the group to do it.
Yeah, Matt helped you out
big
time. Matt held out. Let you fucking, you're in the deep end. He said, "I've been in there too, brother. I'm also in the deep end."
But yeah, you don't want to become a butt slut because women do. They're going for the butt. It's like
they
a revenge. It's a revenge thing.
They would like to strap on.
They would love to strap you down.
Man, when you hear about a... Don't tell me, brother. No. Do not tell me, brother.
No.
That's not convincing. Have you been strap attacked?
No. That's too much. That's too much.
That's next, dude. After you get your butt eaten, that is next.
Strap attack.
That's the gateway.
Finger and butt eaten, then next on the docket.
It's strap attack.
It's a strap attack.
Yeah, true. And that's it, dude. They want nothing more. I think they strap attack you and leave you. They just go, that's it. I'm leaving. I'm taking all my stuff.
I'm not saying that, sissy.
Taking all my stuff.
Man, you could get drunk. You could get drunk and get strap attacked.
Yeah.
There was if you didn't know and there was a purchase made, and there's a strap, could be under your bed right now.
So much she had that thing on her.
And you get hammered. You go... Just while you're asleep, just. Oh my
God. You saying she strap attacks you while you're sleeping?
Yeah, strap attack, rape. And then you go, wait a second.
Oh, you wake up to it.
Yeah, you go.
Oh my God! Oh,
what the fuck?
Then that's like a force. That's a whole other force you'd have to contain within your life. Just getting butt punished. You're like, dude, it's been like a month. I've been butt punishing forever.
We talked to our friend. Remember that podcast we did with our friend that got butt punished?
Yeah, he was pretty into it.
He was all about it.
Yeah.
That was an uncomfortable moment.
It's got to skew the relationship.
It does.
If you get butt
when
punished,
I hear about it, I go.
Although Tom Hardy went super alpha on it. He's like, yeah, I've butt fucked guys before. I'm an actor.
Venom?
Tom Hardy.
Venom's butt. Yeah,
Venom,
he's had some Venom.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think he's only topped though before.
You thought that was drool coming out of Venom's mouth?
He's only butt fucked guys.
Probably. Tom Hardy's the man. But
I could
again,
be spreading a vicious rumor. Did he?
No, he said he was bisexual.
He said
he's laid with men.
He's been a part of the theater for a while.
Yeah.
Who could blame him?
If you're in the theater long enough.
Yeah, you do enough Shakespeare.
That's true.
So like this makes it weirder, but like I know my sister listens to a lot of these.
Yeah.
If she's listening to this, she's probably like, all right, good.
Good for Shane.
Good. He's not one of these fucking degenerates out here watching T-porn, like that's some true, sort yeah. of fucking yeah. psycho.
Oh, that's true. I mean, that's good. That's a good angle to be like, Caitlin's a good boy, dude.
Just a nice, just a good old American man jerking
did you,
off.
Did you see
American.
Vice Principals?
Yes.
Fucking A.
Your Ross. His older sisters beat the fuck out of
Ross.
That's all I thought.
Shit.
Do you watch Vice Principals?
No, I don't know what that is.
Oh, God damn it.
Shane put me on in the second season. We saw the first one. I was putting it off. I'm like, I'll get around to it. I sat, I watched the whole
so
thing.
So fucking funny.
All of it in one day.
Last episode was so funny. The beach trip.
Oh, fuck.
You gotta watch it.
It's Nick Swardson?
No, it's what's his name? Danny McBride.
And what's that guy's name? Kenny from the
Powers
Shield?
And
it's his co-star.
No, I don't know it.
Oh, dude, you have to watch it.
The other
watch
guy is so funny. Russell.
Season.
Russell's
dude,
so fucking funny.
He has two
funny.
Older sisters and they bully the fuck out of him, dude. It's so fucking funny.
Fuck yeah.
No, I didn't get bullied like that, dude. Don't fucking do me like that.
Shit, no, fucking. Yeah, no, you didn't. You can kick your older sisters. At what point did you
up.
Rise up against them?
Fifth grade.
Nice.
I remember it.
That's what's up.
It was right around the Goldberg spear. I was watching Goldberg every night on WCW and I was like, oh, I can fucking spear anybody.
Fuck
my sisters who had bullied me for years.
How many sisters do you have?
I have two older sisters.
Do you have you have a bunch of siblings?
Right? Yeah, I have two older brothers and two little sisters and a little brother.
Damn, I think I think having siblings is
they did
super
not
important.
Waste,
like,
yeah, I can
they
see
did
that.
Not waste like, any crumb in the McCusker compound.
Nah, dude,
crumb was going
our
straight.
It was all in
kids.
The bathroom. It was a revolving door. Our bathroom was like a viewing booth. People were just lined to like get in there. And go.
You think your sisters were in the, were they in the line too?
I don't know.
Fuck.
That's
sorry,
not good
sorry,
behavior.
Sorry, sorry.
Oh, I'm not mad.
No, that was inappropriate.
I'm not mad.
That you can't talk about your sisters crumbing.
No. Dude,
that's
no.
terrible.
Shit fucking.
Benny, do you that's have true. Any siblings?
I do. I've got an older sister and a younger sister.
Nice.
Oh, so you're in the middle of the sister sandwich?
Middle of the pack, yeah. Fucking A. I only punched my, you were talking about like
yeah.
being able to like, I only punched my older sister once.
Yeah. Really?
In the face?
No, right in the fucking gut. I remember it. I mean,
gut. Oh, God. I'm sure your sister would love to hear that description.
I feel bad. I don't
think you were reliving it. That.
Gut. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like
she
at,
probably
there's a certain
it.
Like. At the time, I think she totally did.
Be funny if it was last year.
She found that.
This is like
Tiger
Bait
magazine under your bed. She found that fucking Jonathan Taylor Thomas poster.
Like, I'm not fucking gay. She found a petrified Sports Illustrated dude. It was just like
I was grounded for like a month, like
really?
A long time. Yeah, my parents had like a no violence.
About what? About hitting your sister?
Yeah, they were like immediately like
my dad.
No,
fucking one time
cool
cleared out
all.
The living room so I could box my sister.
Shit,
just beat the fuck out of me.
I feel bad about it in retrospect. I wish I hadn't. But
what, punches in her stomach? How old was she?
We were young, and she
what was she doing?
She like was not. She's just sad about it.
She's sad you punched her in the stomach.
I don't remember. I just remember.
No, you remember.
It had something to do with Pepsi, is what I remember. But I can't tell you otherwise. I think she like
she was hogging the fucking Pepsi.
Nah,
you wanted to
it was something worse
he
than
had
that.
To give
fucking,
her a sock.
I had to give her a fucking,
fucking sock.
The worst
belly.
Thing I've ever did to my sisters. Fucking it's more of a cowardly thing. Is I sat there one day. I thought it was funny to throw crowns at the ceiling, like drawing crayons or whatever.
Crayons. I always call them crowns.
Crayons.
So. Crayons.
Crowns.
Shit, crayons.
I was sitting there all day at the ceiling fan, throwing them. They'd hit the ceiling fan and fly across the room. And I'm like, this is so funny.
That's
and
great.
They'd hit the wall and they put like markings on the fan and the wall. And my dad, I was doing it in my sister's room. My dad came home and was like, Kathleen, just freaked out at her. Was probably like spanking her.
It's
shit.
My sister's name.
Kathy, yeah, exactly. It's Irish people Kathy. Have all Kathys, dude. So my dad came home and I just like watched my dad spank my sister wrongfully and just sat there and was like, and I was like, I should say something. I was like, fuck it.
Nah, dude.
But I think she admitted under pressure. She's like, I know you did it. She was like, fine, I did it. And I was like,
damn.
Shit, maybe she does throw them at the ceiling.
Kathy could also have been throwing crayons.
Dude, she was like, I didn't do it. Finally, she's like, fine, I did it.
She broke under torture. Broke, dude, that's what happened. That's why torture is not a reliable
I know.
Intel. So
fine,
eventually, you're like, yeah, fuck, I did it.
I mean, she was a little girl. My dad's like, 6'1", just fucking fuck. Jacked. And he's like, I know you did it. She's like, yeah, I did.
Why the fuck are the crayons all over your room?
Like, I just sat there like, that was the most that's worse than punching your sister in the stomach. I wish I punched my sister in the stomach. Instead, I just let her get fucking spanked by my dad.
Yeah, God.
I did that too. I let my one sister get in trouble for something I did. And I vividly remember her crying in her room.
Oh.
And me sitting there like,
how'd you feel?
I confessed.
Oh, you did?
I confessed.
Shit. Better man than me.
I forget what the crime was, though.
What'd you get?
I was very young. No, I don't even remember. All I remember is her crying in her room.
And you just go and take it.
Shit.
Interesting. Yeah.
We would just all get in trouble. which was I don't remember that being much of a thing. Like if we were arguing or if like I fucked up or like, I mean, unless they obviously caught me fucking up.
Yeah.
Like we would just all get punished. So I don't know. Bless you.
Yeah, we would all get, we would sit in the back of a Suburban. Shit, fucking A. And if like you were, there's like the first three, there's like two benches basically. So there'd be like the driver, passenger, bench, another bench. We'd all sit there. And if anyone was being a dick, my dad's arm would just come back and be like, stop. Somebody. And you would just catch like fucking, you just get hit by a big hairy arm. Oh my
God. Fucking A.
Exactly.
I like the A on that. Like, I don't know. I guess that's a British, like fucking A.
I think it means fucking ass. Like I thought it literally was like fucking A. I thought it was I could be wrong. I thought it was abbreviation for like fucking ass.
Bloody Christ.
Is it fucking A like the crocodile hunter or like fucking A is like fucking ass?
Yeah. You know, I don't know. That's I say it often.
I do think fucking A is a British.
Really? Like fucking A.
Flying aces.
I thought people were not saying ass for some reason. They're going like fucking A, and I was like, "That's weird."
I think it's the British saying fucking ass.
Yeah, I think.
But so like bloody is British, but it still means like piece of shit or I don't.
Gotcha,
know.
Gotcha, gotcha.
It took me a while to figure out what artard was.
Really?
Yeah. It took me a while to be like, "Oh, retard."
That's so funny.
Yeah, I didn't understand why people were getting called artard.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that was...
I've never heard artard. Is that like a?
Ah, we used to say it back in the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah, fucking artard.
Artard is pretty fucking hilarious. Funny, dude.
Yeah, I asked you about your sexuality before we came down here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then you
Didn't think we were going to talk about it at all, but I should have known old gay Matt over here was going to be rock hard for this interview.
I was over here having a good old time, dude.
It's like, so are you like into gay porn or something?
I didn't even ask.
No, I was leading the charge.
That's sick and twisted theory about you being a good boy for your sister, dude. It's just
no, that's crazy.
You just said
not
that.
Not being a good boy for
you
my
said
sister.
You like I'm knowing
saying,
that you hear
no,
that.
I don't like it. I'm saying I feel better knowing, like, because she probably has never heard guys sitting around talking about what porn they like. Most of the listeners,
yes,
probably not. She's never heard.
You don't think so?
Dudes be open about what the fuck they're talking about.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Be like, a little fucking tranny porn. Like nobody's fucking out there saying
that's
that.
That's true. That's true.
I think it's good for her. Anybody to be like, Shane's not a fucking weirdo like old Matt.
Yeah, yeah.
Matt the fucking creep, dude.
Hey,
creepy. You get the brunt of the attack because I'm the guest.
I don't get the brunt of the attack.
You're not putting up a fight. You've accepted the fact that you're bisexual. Matt, on the other hand.
I'm telling you, I'm not bisexual.
All right.
Why would I agree to watch? Like, if I was like harboring like a dark inner secret, I wouldn't be like, yeah, I've watched tranny porn. If I was like,
fucking.
Exactly. If I was harboring that,
Kike City,
I wouldn't be. Yeah, I wouldn't say it.
Yeah.
I instead, I'd be like, bisexual, I only like this. I've traveled down the fucking. You walk down one part of the cave. You fucking wave your torch. You're like, nope, not.
That's what John Patton said about sucking dick. But Soder has this joke about, like, when he was a little kid, he always had that same deep voice. And like the camera, he was watching a home video and he was playing pinball, and like he just turns and faces the camera and he's like, if the lights go out, it means you're done. And it reminded me of this time because my sister is fucking jacked. Like, she's not jacked, but she's got like broad fucking shoulders. Ah, fuck it, she's jacked.
She could fuck people up.
She fucked people. She used to play basketball. She played power forward in college.
Yeah.
she used to fuck people up.
She could fuck somebody up. She'd fuck your sister up.
Yeah. Any listener, dude, my sister would fucking ground and pound your sister.
I'd put money on it.
Yeah, easy.
I got some big dog ants that might be able to give a run for a money.
Really?
Dude.
Anyway, so Katie, like, has always felt like, I shouldn't have named her. Whatever, fuck it. It's a compliment.
It is.
She's a great, she's great pretty. Lady. She's awesome. Take it easy.
Sorry.
And so we were watching this home video, and it was all of us in, like, a kiddie pool. When we were little, and then Katie comes fucking strutting around the corner, dude, fucking jacked as fuck. Like, we were little kids. She was in, like, a one-piece swimsuit, just fucking swole, dude. I swear to God, she, like, strutted out like McGregor, dude. That's how she was walking. She was just, oh, my God, it was so funny. And then there was another one. We were fishing. We were deep-sea fishing on the same vacation, and somebody caught a mackerel. And the camera just turns, and there's Katie right in front of it. She's wearing a fucking Tasmanian devil, like, tall tee. And she looks at the camera and just goes, holy macaroli. Whoever's filming's like, all right, get the fuck out of here.
You see a big, hairy, knuckled hand push her face?
Yeah, my dad.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh my god! But her fucking coming out of the fucking into the frame, just jacked the fuck strutting in, and we were all watching, and everybody just started dying laughing. Oh, like everyone saw it, and it was so fucking funny. She was just a jacked 10-year-old just strutting in. Dude. Oh, she's gonna be pissed about this.
He called her jacked.
Yeah, she knows she's jacked. Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
It's not, Caitlin, my girlfriend's fucking jacked.
You need
as fuck.
A fucking buxom woman, dude.
Yeah,
you know buxom. What I mean? Buxom. If two people,
I don't think buxom means what you think it means.
It doesn't. What's buxom mean? Like a
buxom means like plump and voluptuous.
Oh, like a cherubic painting.
I believe so. Cherubic. No. Cherubic. There's another one. Cherubic.
I thought buxom means like a big fucking healthy girl, like a St. Pauli's girl, fucking a milkmaid.
Let's see.
It's like an intruder comes in, she could fucking fend him off while you got the gun.
We had a friend in the reason I know this is because we had a friend. In like eighth grade, who do you remember? Yeah, buxom of a woman, plump, essentially with large breasts is what that means.
All right, cool too.
Yeah, it is cool. We had a friend who I don't know if this happened. Well, it definitely happened. I don't know if you noticed it, but when everybody started hitting puberty, like nipples got puffy.
Yeah, you get that fucking shit in puffy your nipples.
Yeah, like hard fucking nipples.
Yeah.
Well, my one friend just got tits. Like, he was a skinny, normal kid, just with huge tits. Buxom.
Nipples or tits?
His nipples were so big that it looked like he had tits.
I had a friend like that, dude.
Yeah, we used to call him buxom.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we used to call him pepperoni nipples, dude. He had big, fat fucking pepperonis. Those things are, dude, they were like a stripper. They were like a 40-year-old stripper's nipples, and he had them at, like, 16.
Everybody got them. They were the worst.
Honkers.
I didn't really get them, but
I had a lump.
Little fucking lumps in there that hurt.
Yeah. That's all your testosterone coming out, dude.
Coming straight out of your fucking nips.
Out of your nipples, dude, and going right to your dick.
Cherubic.
It is cherubic.
It's cherubic.
Are you sure?
I'm not certain, but I think I'm like 99% on all of our
I think I speak more vocabulary like British American.
Yeah.
Like I spell color like C-O-L-O-U-R.
There's a little pause there after the L.
I forgot how to spell it.